Dear songwriter, welcome to the first bonus episode. Basically, the way this is going to work is I'm going to occasionally interview some people that I know that are songwriters themselves, or they're somehow involved in the music industry, to provide a little bit of a different perspective, perhaps, or different insight. So in this first bonus episode, I'm talking with my client and my friend, Zach. Zach went through a couple programs that I have, my various mentorships. And he started with me in April of 2021, worked with me for over 6 months. And in that time, he went from having just one song to having 8 demos to then producing, self-producing those 8 demos, mixing and mastering them to then release his debut album in October of 2021. And really proud of him and everything that he has accomplished. And I personally feel very honored to have been a part of his journey. And so I'm hoping that his story will inspire some of you who are maybe feeling a little bit of hesitation, maybe some of that hesitation that Zach felt early on, and allow you to take action and take that first step. And so Zach really breaks down his journey in a way that's really cool. He has a lot of good insights. I believe he is wise beyond his years and just a really cool conversation. And I'm grateful for Zach for coming on the show. Oh, and I do want to point out that I was having some microphone issues. And so I ultimately went with my backup microphone, which is less than stellar. We're rolling with what we got because the show must go on. So anyways, here we go. Here's my conversation with Zach. Thanks for joining, Zach. I was wondering if you could maybe just give us a little bit of a brief introduction into who you are.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Connor. I'm glad you asked me. It was, you know, for anyone who doesn't know, I run a podcast called the Political Punk Podcast, and that's how me and Connor first met, and then I, you know, enrolled in his program and all that. So, but I know we'll get into that. But I live in a city called Ogden here in Utah. It's about half an hour north of Salt Lake City. I have released an album under my band name Capella Daydream, and I have enrolled in several of Connor's programs.
Yeah, I'll never forget when we kind of together were brainstorming ideas for your brand name Capella Daydream, and yeah, it just feels like, still to this day, it feels like it really, really fits, and it was really cool to kind of bring that all together. So, you know, let's get into it. You know, I think your story is fantastic. It's inspiring. It's inspired me. So let's kind of go back. Let's kind of go back to the beginning a little bit here. When did you decide, you know, that you wanted to be a songwriter and you wanted to make music?
Yeah. So I was in either a concert band or marching band all through junior high and high school. So I know, like you as well. But yeah, that was definitely a lot of playing other people's music. Towards tail end of high school, I really kind of started getting the music on my own. You know, a lot of junior high was listening to music that my parents listened to or my friends listened to, but in high school is when I really started to listen to my own music and branch out a little bit. But yeah, it was only in the past couple of years where I started to write down some ideas for songs, and then eventually I went on a road trip with my girlfriend Kate, and that's when I wrote my song Freeway Motel, which was the title track on my album. So I wrote that even before I met Connor, and then it all kind of came together from there. So
yeah. Yeah, and we're going to get into Freeway Motel, both the song and the concept and the music video. We're going to get into all that in a little bit for sure. But yeah, so, you know, you wrote this song, you know, while you're on this road trip. I guess this was, if we were put a, what is it? Was it early 2021 or was it late 2020?
Yeah, January 2021, yeah.
Yeah, January 20. Okay, yeah. And then I remember we connected, the two of us connected around that time, kind of coincidentally. Dude. And then, you know, so we connected then, and then we connected again in the spring, and you'd inquired about songwriting and music in general. ultimately you decided to enroll in my mentorship, my Start Your Artist Journey mentorship. Why do you think, even after just writing one song, you know, Freeway Motel, why do you think you felt like this is something I want to do? You know, songwriting is something I want to go after.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I wrote that song and kind of the whole story of my album kind of fell into my lap. And this is something that even today helps me with songwriting is thinking of a story first and then writing the songs. So that kind of helped there. It was just kind of an idea that popped into my head. And then, yeah, I remember reaching out to you, asking something kind of about my music, but not directly. I was more asking about Dizzy Bats.
Right.
And then that's when you told me about the program. And it seemed at the time like it could be something super helpful and super beneficial as a beginning songwriter.
Right.
And I was in your program through releasing that album.
Yeah. And that was a tremendous transformation, I thought, of going from having just written one song to writing a whole bunch of other songs to then producing them to then releasing them. So, you know, we're just started to kind of to tap into this because it really is a tremendous story, I think, just how you're able to kind of get after it. So let's kind of get into this beginning part, right? So you've written Freeway Motel, and you had this concept in mind, right, for this album. You didn't necessarily have the songs yet, but you had this concept in mind, and I think you even had titles, or at least some of the titles. So just tell us about it. Tell us about this concept that ended up, you know, spoiler alert, ended up being your first album.
Yeah, so I used to work at a hotel, and I was working the front desk late one night, and I was just kind of reading over our hotel policies because that's how bored I was. And at the very bottom of it, it said quiet hours from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. or whatever. It was like quiet hours. I was like, that sounds like it could be a cool album name. Just totally kidding. And then I was like, wait, I've already started writing songs. That could be my album name. And the way it fits into my album is this whole story that I made up is about someone who, you know, deals with, you know, kind of a wide array of problems from, and, you know, not problems, just things they're working through. It's like between anxiety, depression and money issues and relationship issues. I just kind of threw all that into one story. And that's kind of what this album is about, is starting, you know, at Freeway Motel. You only have enough money to stay in this motel for one night, and you have no idea what you're going to do after that, which is what the song Gasoline is about, which is the second single. So it, really the whole album is really just about working through, you know, working through problems in life and trying to make benefit out of it, even if it's a really dark and sad part of your life, you know, at least learning lessons and trying to take something from that.
Yeah.
Wrong way. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, yeah, definitely need to check the album out on Spotify, Quiet Hours by Capella Daydream, because it really does tell a story. I distinctly remember the conversation we had in the middle of the program, where by then I think you had written at least a few of the songs. You had them in either a more official demo form, or you had them in an unofficial sort of form, but you had like a few songs already. And I remember the conversation of, do you want to produce this album, or do you want to get someone else to do it, or be somewhat involved, whether it's with the mixing and mastering? And yeah, it seemed like you had kind of made your mind up at that time already that you wanted to produce the album, right? So to have gone from just having written one song to writing a few songs to then making this decision, I want to produce this record. Why do you think that was such a clear decision for you to make at that time?
Yeah, and one thing I do struggle with is letting go of control sometimes. Mm. Even with my album, I knew the exact story. I knew what I wanted the album to sound like. So in my head, the best way to do that was to self-produce and make it, you know, make it my own. It was definitely an adventure, you know, recording everything for the first time and making sure we got the right takes and everything. I really felt unexperienced when it came to recording, but it all came together really well, and I'm glad I'm not opposed to pulling more people into my songwriting, but producing it definitely made me feel, empowered to make my album exactly how I want it to sound.
Yeah. And so many be said about just learning by doing, you know? So it's like, if one day, if you want to go that professional route of producing, to have that experience under your belt and to have done that, right, I think is only a good thing. So yeah, I thought that was a really interesting decision.
And even still, when I listen to my album, there's like a couple of, little mistakes, like one instrument too loud or one too quiet or something like that. That right when I released my album, I had a bit of regret of, oh,
Yeah.
should I have taken longer? Should I have made it perfect? But now when I listen to it, I'm like, I have an album out.
Right.
And it sounds good. I'm like, I can learn from that,
Right.
but that's no reason to tear down this project that you finished,
Yeah. And I'm glad you bring that up because I think that the fear of that is a big struggle for a lot of people who are potentially listening to this podcast, right? I think perfectionism, this fear that, oh, could it be better? It can always be better, right? Or it can always be different. It can always be changed. It can always be tweaked.
Well, personally, as long as I don't slide backwards in the quality of my album, I would be happy.
Right.
I want to retain everything I learned from my last album. So if I can make some improvements on this album that, fix the things I wish I would have done on the last album, I would be happy with that.
Yeah.
Improving both my songwriting and my producing at the same time.
And that's such a why, and I'm so happy you said that. Any corrections that you think you needed to make on the last record, you can make them for the next one. And that seems like almost like a backwards way of thinking about it, but it's true. And it's like you're not going to learn about those mistakes unless you make them. But it doesn't make, and unless you release the album and really let it breathe, whereas, versus, getting kind of stuck in the perfectionism rabbit hole, right? So I don't know, I think it was towards the end of the first program that we did together, you brought up this idea of doing a music video. And I was just so wowed by your initiative and just the thought and the planning that you put into it. So tell us about this music video that you produced, that you organized, that I think you partially shot. I know you had some friends helping you out. You had a bit of a crew helping you out. But yeah, just tell us about that music video creation process.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I got a bunch of my friends to help out on it. One of my friends who's a photographer, we actually shot my album cover the same day as we did the music video. So if you look at my album cover and the music video, it's very similar. I just kind of put it out in the world of my friends, like, hey, if anyone wants to help, I want to do it this date. These are the things I need and I need help with. And everyone was really enthusiastic about it. And it was fun. Everyone, because I told them, I was like, we need a lot of luggage. I was like, I have this weird idea in my mind that on the bed, there are just like 20, 30 suitcases that just represent, mental luggage building up, so all that. So that was fun. Definitely trying to keep everyone's luggage organized and nice. And everyone, and the day we shot, everyone pulled up with a car full of luggage. I basically wrote the script, and it really, I think in total, I spent like, well, I bought everyone dinner, so
Right.
the cost of that, but outside of that, I don't think there were any costs.
Yeah.
All you have to do, definitely not saying take advantage of your friends, but like if you have friends who you think this could also be beneficial to them, giving them experience and if you treat them well and give them food, all that, people are gonna be happy to help. So
Yeah.
don't be afraid to ask your friends and see if anyone will be interested, because you might be surprised.
Do not underestimate the value of free food.
Right? Absolutely. It goes a long
way. You know, get a couple pizzas or yeah. I remember we did a music video shoot where I literally just like cooked like probably like 3 or 4 dozen dumplings. I just like boiled like a whole bunch of dumplings for a video shoot that I was doing. A hesitation that I think a lot of people have is asking for help, whether it's asking for help in a professional sense or asking for help from friends. I've definitely felt that where it's like, oh, I don't want to bother so-and-so. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make this their thing or whatever. But I agree. I think tapping into your network, and like you said, oftentimes the person on the other end, that friend on the other end, it could be beneficial for them. If they're a film person, you know, maybe they want that experience shooting a music video. I think that's a really good takeaway. It's okay to ask for help. Yeah. And oftentimes it's not even help you're asking for, it's possible collaboration.
Yep.
So you released this album in October of 2021. And that, you know, was sort of the whole span of it was 6 months. Because I think we connected for the start of the program, maybe in like April of 2021. Yeah. And then you released this thing in October, which means basically the beginning of April, you had one song written. And then from April to October, you wrote a whole album, you produced a whole album, and also involved other band members. You mixed, you mastered it, you released a music video, and you released an album, and you effectively launched your artist brand, your artistry, Capella Daydream. When you look back on that journey, you know, how did you make time for this? Because a lot of people have full-time jobs and you're one of them. I think you were a student as well at that time. So how did you manage to do all of this with everything else you also had going on?
This is something I constantly say is like, you would be surprised with what you can do in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like just take 10 minutes out of your day and do nothing but songwriting. And it can take a few minutes to kind of jumpstart your brain into songwriting mode. But even if you're just sketching down album cover ideas or random one line, you know, just or finishing a melody or anything that you can do in the span of 10 minutes, just do that constantly. Just try to, you know, every day just do one or two things for it. There were some songs I wrote in 10 or 15 minutes just on a lunch break that it just came to me.
Right.
And then there's other songs that took me weeks to write just because I couldn't think of a second verse or anything. So yeah, my advice would just be, you know, do a little bit every day, even if it's only 5 minutes, just do something.
Yeah. And I think that's so important, right? Because I think a lot of times people are like, oh, it's going to take me so long. There's no way I'm going to finish this. But you're so right. Like picking those small things that you can do, maybe it's 10 minutes, but having a focused 10 minutes is going to go a long way. So what advice would you have for someone who is maybe in the beginning stages that you were in literally less than 2 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, you know, definitely your heart needs to be in it. A lot of people can write a song and get the idea and all that, but you definitely need the heart and the drive to, you know, to finish writing the song and find a producer and do all that. If you can get that drive and heart, everything else should come easy. Any little idea that you have that you think might be cool for a song or even just a lyric, don't let that go. Write it down somewhere. Awesome. Because that's one step closer than you were before you thought that. So that's my advice.
Yeah, really appreciate you coming on my podcast. I think your story just been really special for me, you know, doing what I do as a songwriter and as a professional mentor. And it's also been really cool. And I am so appreciative that I'm able to share your story, you know, the way that I have, whether it's through social media, email, or, you know, just to people that I talk to. Excited to do some hiking and camping in Utah in the coming weeks with each other. I'm going to be flying out to meet up with Zach and and he's going to show me how to camp, because the camping that I've done has been under the supervision of parents. So yeah, thank you again, and we'll be in touch, and thanks for sharing your story.
Okay, yeah, thanks for having me on, Connor. I was blessed. Yeah.
So there you have it. There is my conversation with Zach Thomas, There is my conversation with Zach Thomas, aka Capella Daydream. You can check him out on Spotify. He's on Instagram at Capella Daydream. We'll put everything in the show notes, of course. But yeah, I hope this brought you some inspiration. I hope this brought you a little bit of value. If you would like to take that step that Zach took way back in April of 2021, all he did was book a free call with my team. And the way that works is you go to connorfrost.com, C-O-N-N-O-R, Frost, frost.com/juststart, J-U-S-T-S-T-A-R-T. Book a free call with my team. And we go from there. We're going to figure out what your struggles are. We're going to figure out what your goals are. And if it feels like a good fit, like Zach was a good fit for my program, then we'll take that next step. But it does start with that free call. So if you would like to have that similar journey, and if you're looking to just get that start like Zach did, please go to that site. I will absolutely link it. Thanks so much. Have a great day.